The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
American prosperity is the bedrock of freedom and security all over the world.
An obligation to the heritage of liberty and dignity handed down to us by our forefathers.
It's time for the Pro-America Report with Ed Martin on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ed Martin here on the Pro-America Report. We have an interesting story developing right now that has gotten some attention that I'm going to comment on and make the centerpiece of my wink, what you need to know today. But I'll get to that in a moment. My caveat is I don't believe any news, so I probably don't even believe this news. But it's worth talking about because there is a larger lesson to be learned. So first, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Ed Martin here on the Pro-America Report. Please visit ProAmericaReport.com. There's a Substack there that I write at least two, sometimes three times a week, a little bit lengthier insights. You should check it out. Please feel free to ProAmericaReport.com. Also, over at PhyllisSchlafly.com, we have a lot of our archived work of the late Phyllis Schlafly, her writings. Also, John and Andy Schlafly write a weekly column and a lot more. You can go over there, PhyllisSchlafly.com. And there you can also sign up for a very special email. It's the daily email, the daily wink, we call it, W-Y-N-K, what you need to know. We drop the T to T-O, drop what you need to know, wink, the daily wink. Goes out at 8 a.m. East Coast time, 5 a.m. Pacific time, and you get a few key links, a few key stories, and one big point, these are what we think you need to know. And when you're done reading it, you can say, it's not what you need to know, it's what you now know when you're done. So this wink, my radio show starts with that too, and today's wink is this. There is reporting out of the Middle East about the interactions between America and the Kingdom of Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. Many people say Qatar, Qatar. I don't know which is right, but Qatar is an oil-rich nation, and they have often allowed Hamas leaders to be in their country, the leaders of the terrorist effort Hamas. Probably it's easy to say that some in Qatar fund some of the terrorism stuff. So it's not exactly a straight up clean situation. But the main report is coming from the Israeli Times. So you have to consider the source. I'll get to that in a minute. But the report is that this, immediately after the October 7th terrorist attack, and call it a war footing, Qatar, according to reporting, offered to expel all of Hamas's leaders from Qatar. They made this in a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and it was meant to be an opportunity for them to help us because in many aspects and in many ways, we have helped Qatar with security and other things. So this was not accepted, not acted upon. And so the question becomes, why? Because if you got the Hamas leaders, you certainly could have then said to the Hamas leaders, okay, we now have this situation. We have you here. You can either release all the hostages, or we're not going to let you go. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to negotiate. It would have been a very, very powerful negotiating position to be in. So first point is this. Do you think that the American leadership vacuum, meaning the weakness of President Biden, is obvious in this case? Of course it is. Of course it is. It's more and more obvious in every case. You're hearing saber rattling over in China. I never believe it either. I don't believe, because I'm going to get to that in a moment. But there can be no doubt that the people in the world look at Joe Biden and they know this. He is predictably weak. And that's important. His weakness is predictable, because he reacts like a jaded, old-fashioned American politician. He says loud things and then does the same thing he's done before. You see that? He does nothing that's unpredictable. And in international affairs, that's the one thing that you cannot be, is predictable. once you're predictable, and he's shown it over and over again, his positions are going to be transparently those of the military-industrial complex. They're going to be neocon, you can call some of the positions, but they're generally going to follow a track that is predictable. I'm not even criticizing the track now. There's lots of aspects of it that I wouldn't do. His spending overseas, his, you know, use of the military, all different kinds of things. You know, I had a caller on a different radio show. I was doing a radio show as a guest, and a caller called in and was complaining, does anyone remember the Afghan withdrawal? That, you know, predictably for a politician, I should say that he acts as it's a predictable path for an American politician, a complete political animal. Afghanistan's an example. He knew he had to end Afghanistan. So instead of doing it right, he just ended it. And there's a history of that. Pulling out, cutting and running in history, leaders. It's weak. And my point is, the predictable American politician is weak when he's seen as so predictable. You could say what you want about Clinton. I think Bill Clinton actually was a little more unpredictable. People didn't quite know what to make of it. In fact, many of the people in Bosnia and Herzegovina would tell you that he was so slow to act there when they needed help that his unpredictability looked like dithering. I'm not sure it was or wasn't. Then he finally did bomb things, and it was made some lives worse. But Joe Biden is really, really, I've said this before, he's not a president. He's a senator who got thrust into the presidency. Because he does things just so without a real sense of leadership of, you know, it's not, I don't mean it to sound too dramatic, but you've got to be creative. You've got to be unpredictable. You've got to be willing to change things up. He's just going along the same lines, and we are where we are, and the world is too. Now, having said all that, and I read this Cutter story and I thought, typical people, they didn't want to step outside of the box. I mean, if we had asked Cutter to expel their Hamas leadership, they would have expelled them to America as a favor to us. Then we'd have to act on it. We'd have to do something with them. And that's unprecedented. We've not had that experience. What are you going to do, put them at Gitmo? That doesn't solve anything. In the short term. In the long run, maybe you put them in Gitmo or Colorado, you know, Supermax. But the bigger thing is you got leverage. And you're thinking creatively about leverage and how to use the leverage in a way. So a predictable move is to decline that because it's too new. It's too different. It's too on the edge. You know, and we would have looked like probably that we were negotiating with terrorists because we would have been having a negotiation then with the people of Hamas. Release the hostages and we won't do X or Y. Anyway, so Biden is weak. And it's a terrible thing, and it's a problem all over the world. And it's racing to a conclusion, his term, whatever it will be, his term is, I just don't think he's going to last long in the presidency, but whatever it is, you're watching people realize, could we get somebody different? Might we get Trump? He's unpredictable. He'll make peace anywhere he can. He'll work with anybody he can to protect America's interests. That's what it looks like to the outside or to the other parts of the world. Now, having said all that, and I'll leave that mark, that's what you need to know. It's weakness. It doesn't matter if the next part that I say is accurate. And the next part I'm going to say is, I don't know if I believe the Israelis. The Israeli Times story on Blinken, I don't know if I believe it. The way it's leaked, it makes America look bad. It makes America look bad. It makes Biden look bad. I don't know if I believe it. It sounds plausible. It fits into the pattern of predictable weakness of Joe Biden. But are they lying about it? Did the Qatar government have conditions on the offer that were things we couldn't take? Like they said, we'll give them to you, but you can't execute any of them. We'll give them to you, but you have to do X or Y. We'll only give you some of them. We can't really tell. It wasn't a written offer. And now it's being leaked at the point where Joe Biden is pressuring Bibi Netanyahu and saying bad things about Bibi Netanyahu, the head of the prime minister of Israel, and prime minister of Israel is pushing back at Biden. So there's a political fight going on that's overlaying this. And you really can't trust the media to tell you the truth. You got to know that because the story is originating in the Times of Israel. And then it's picked up by others. It's picked up by other news sources, but it's kind of the modern version of this propaganda effort, you know, where you put something out and say this happened and everybody covers it. So the first story becomes the news. The first story is the Israeli Times has this source that says X. I mean, could the source be lying? Of course. Could the source be intelligence operatives? Of course. Could it be true? Yeah, it could be. It feels true. But once they leak the story, once they put the story out, and it's from a proposed leak, you know, sources say, then everybody else covers the sources say story. It's almost like covering a story from a newspaper. That's kind of what happened. And the U.S. State Department, the only thing they say on the record, excuse me, they declined to comment on the record. The only thing they said is an American source familiar with the matter. So that means the State Department said, I can say nothing on the record, but here's, I'll have somebody talk to you. And they say, Blinken and the senior Qatar official discussed Hamas's presence in Qatar, and that's it. And so, you know, basically the Secretary of State's office, the U.S. Secretary of State, is denying it. And so who knows if they're lying? Because it's very, very effective for the Israeli argument, right? And it's very, very effective in America to make Joe Biden look like what he has been acting like, a very weak, weak president. Now, you can't I don't think you could dispute that he's a weak president, but his weakness is in his predictability, the predictability that he will act as a U.S. senator, like a U.S. senator would in all these cases. And when he does, it shows weakness. And that's a pattern of weakness. So this fits the pattern. I just don't know if it's really true, but here we are. And we're watching the world, you know, all around us with all kinds of crisis, because I think this president isn't strong enough and isn't asserting, you know, the right kinds of leadership in the world to hold people at bay a bit more. So there you have it. That's what you need to know today. Again, visit ProAmericaReport.com. Sign up there, as well as PhyllisSchlafly.com. And we'll be back. It's Ed Martin on the Pro America Report. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Mike Davis is our next guest. Mike Davis, of course, you know, we knew Mike Davis before Mike Davis was quite so famous. Now Mike Davis is, I think, retruthed by President Trump. He's talked about all over the place. Of course, he's been a dominant force on Twitter for a long time. And actually, that's probably what really got him as much of his attention. He's really been really good at identifying what's going on. And the Article 3 project is his baby. He heads it up. And if you go to Article 3, at Article 3 Project is on X, and he'll remind me. Oh, Article 3, the number 3 project, I think .com, but he'll straighten me out. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ed, and I don't think I'm famous. I think I'm infamous.
Well, that's true, at least on the Democrat side. I think Republicans find it also entertaining. Somebody the other day, by the way, said that the Iowa Senator, Joni Ernst, is doing the full Grassley, she said. Everybody does the full Grassley now. I mean, of all the things, which means go to every 99 counties in Iowa. And, of course, I always think of you as a Grassley guy, as one of your, and in fact, your ex-profile photo is you either advising Senator Grassley or laughing at his joke. I'm not sure which. All right, Mike, lawfare, it's out of control. You've been talking about it forever. It's out of control. But honestly, is it stopping? It's not abating, is it?
Well, I think that this lawfare and election interference by the Democrats against Trump is the house of cards is crumbling. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to stop President Trump on November 5th, 2024, through the legal system, because they know politically the American people want to put President Trump back in the White House, because the Democrats, 2 impeachments for nonsense, 4 indictments for non-crimes, 2 several unconstitutional illegal gag orders on a defendant. They're trying to bankrupt Trump in New York for non-fraud. Gene Carroll got a Democrat judge to extract $100 million from Trump for a bogus allegation against him from many years ago. This is the same woman who named her cat vagina and said that rape was sexy. And then she claimed that somehow Trump sexually assaulted her, but the dress she said she wore wasn't even made at the time, and she didn't remember what year this happened. It's another case of Christine Blasey Ford, except for Christine Blasey Ford's grandmother with Jean Carroll. This is all lawfare. This is all election interference. It's backfiring. The Democrats are not going to give up. They're going to fight until the bloody end. And this is going to be decided by the American people on November 5th, 2024.
Mike, when people say, we're talking about Mike Davis again, when people say, Mike, that they want people held accountable that did this, and for example, in the last 24 hours, I'm not sure you saw it because I know you look at a lot of stuff, but Barry Loudermilk, the congressman from Georgia, puts out a preliminary report on the January 6th, especially on the select committee, deleting documents, deleting videos, spinning documents, and then hiding the truth, generating testimony from Cassidy Hutchison that nobody knew about and turns out was at least faulty, if not perjury. But in the report, Fannie Willis, there's paperwork between Fannie Willis and the select committee. It's kind of collaborating. Is this something that people can be held legally accountable for, or is it sloppy and despicable and not something that people can be held accountable for?
No, this is a criminal conspiracy to violate these defendants' civil rights, right? There is a federal statute that deals with conspiracy against rights. There's federal statutes dealing with obstruction of justice. There's federal statutes dealing with perjury, subordination of perjury, witness tampering. There has to be consequences for what the Democrats are doing here. They have politicized and weaponized our legal system in an unprecedented and highly destructive manner. I call these republic-ending tactics. And they have ignored violent criminals who are terrorizing American cities while they go after Trump, his top aides, his attorneys, his supporters on January 6th. And it's not just ending with Trump and his supporters. They're going after parents outraged by gender chaos in schools and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms. They're going after Christians praying outside of abortion clinics while they give amnesty to BLM and Antifa and Hamas and abortion industry activists who are a hell of a lot more deadly and destructive, right? With the BLM riots, we had dozens killed, billions in damage, cities destroyed, not a damn thing happens to them. But we're going to go after grandmas and other Trump supporters who step foot on the Capitol grounds. We're going to go after them for trespassing on January 6th.
But Mike, is when you say that they held accountable on civil rights law, is there criminal liability or is it mostly civil?
No, there's definitely criminal liability, and that could also be pursued for criminal conspiracy against rights. And I would also say this. Where are these local DAs? Where are these state attorneys general? Remember, this is a conspiracy. These four indictments are a conspiracy with the Biden White House. President Biden has his fingerprints on every one of these unprecedented indictments against a former president who happens to be the current president's chief political enemy. Remember, right, with Alvin Bragg's indictment in New York for the felony of a businessman settling a nuisance claim. The Soros-funded Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, transformed settling a nuisance claim into felony campaign finance violations in New York. This is a theory that the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself declined to prosecute. It wasn't until Matthew Colangelo got sent from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department. He was the politically appointed number two to the number three, a very senior Justice Department official. Matthew Colangelo went to Alvin Bragg's office and resurrected this zombie case and brought the first indictment ever against a former president back in March of 2023, right? And then with this Fannie Willis case down in Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis illegally hired her secret boyfriend, Nathan Wade, unqualified buffoon boyfriend, to bring this RICO case against Trump and 18 others. And this is an unprecedented indictment, a bogus theory. They're using a RICO conspiracy that you use to take out the mob. They're using that to go after Trump and his 18 supporters. Guess what we find out with this? Oh, number one, Fannie Willis was taking illegal kickbacks in the form of lavish trips around the world after she paid her secret boyfriend $250 an hour, $700,000 to prosecute Trump and the 18 others. So she has an illegal financial stake in this case, which is going to require her disqualification likely this week and maybe hopefully the dismissal of the case so another prosecutor can be brought in to figure out whether this is a legitimate case. It's not. But more troubling is that Fannie Willis had Nathan Wade bill his time for his meetings with the Biden White House, including the White House counsel, before Fannie Willis brought this indictment against Trump. Well, what the hell could he have been meeting with the Biden White House counsel with other than this case? So he's clearly involved there. And then with Jack Smith's case, his two bogus indictments, one for January 6th, one for documents. Remember, it was Deputy White House Counsel to Biden, Jonathan Sue, who waived President Trump's claim of executive privilege, constitutional claim of executive privilege going back 250 years for every president. Jonathan Sue waived that claim on behalf of President Biden. And so that led to the unprecedented indictment against Trump.
Mike Davis, real quick, Colangelo up in this guy that's basically run up there to do this deal, to do the dirty work or to direct what's happening, Matthew Colangelo. What is there some way to get to the bottom of that? I mean, is that guy this is the bullying thing. This people Biden's are not even hiding it. They're bullying. Is there a way to get to the bottom of that guy? I got less than a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, so House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan has issued letters to these various prosecutors for their coordination. I think he needs to move forward more aggressively with subpoenas of records and subpoenas of testimony. Haul these people in and make them explain to the American people why the Biden White House, why President Biden and his Justice Department and his White House are coordinating with these Democrat prosecutions against Trump.
That's the smoking gun on this one. All right. Mike Davis, as always, thanks for taking the time. Good luck on the road. You're doing a lot of great work, and we appreciate it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Ed Martin here on the Pro America Report. Once again, to my listeners, I say, sorry, I didn't record our conversation. I was just talking offline with our next guest, Judd Dunning, and it was probably as interesting as everything we're going to talk about. He was telling me he's had a varied career. He's been a professional actor. He's been a professional finance guy. He is currently the host of Unapologetic with Judd Dunning on KABC AM 790. He also does Bullet Point Nation with Fox Michael Loftus. He's doing a lot of things, and his voice now, he's an author. As I mentioned, he's a host producing, and he's we were just talking off the air about he goes back and forth to different parts of the country to take care of. California's got beautiful weather, but you got to watch the rest of it. And you may see him on Newsmax. That's where I saw him actually recently. HumanX publishes his book. So welcome, Judd. How are you?
Great to be here, man. Thanks for doing what's most important, which is keeping these airways full of truth.
Well, you're nice to say it. So, hey, we were talking and you've got a piece about the State of the Union. Walk me through your response and your thoughts as you watched it. And I may ask it like this, Judd. When people hear you talk, and I've looked at your stuff online and all, you're not coming at it from politics. You're not a politician. It's unapologetic, always in your stuff. But, you watch that. I watched it and I've watched 100 of them. That's not fair. I've watched whatever number, but I've watched old ones. I've read them. I saw it for what I thought it was. What'd you think?
Well, I tell you, one of the most interesting studies beyond what I just wrote was they did a parallel, I don't know, so the video is circulating of 22, 23, and 24. Yeah. It is so interesting. It is the same hollow platitudes about insulin. It's the same platitudes about student credit. I mean, he barely changes his narrative at all. And I opened up, I have to share this. I've never done this in politics. They say he who quotes Hitler loses, right? And I want to share this with you because he's got this angry vitriolic. He's on speed, which is a big thing of their whole movement. The first quote I opened up my article with was this one. Freedom is lost gradually from uninterested, uninformed, and uninvolved people, Thomas Jefferson. And then my second quote, now listen to this if you saw the speech. All great movements are popular movements. They are volcanic eruptions of human passion and emotion, stirred into activity by the ruthless goddess of distress, or by the torch of the spoken word cast into the midst of people. Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Right? So there's nothing good about Leibniz, no matter how loudly he yells at us. And that was my point. That's how I opened it up, because really he's definitely gaslighting, distracting, flipping, and weaponizing in that hard left progressive playbook. The second he came out, there was so many oversights. I mean, America bounced back regardless of Biden from the pandemic, period. There's nothing else that really happened. There's nothing positive what he's done. We've just continued to be great Americans regardless of Biden.
We're talking again with Judd Dunning, and we're talking about his observations. It was a pretty good one on that. Well, but may I ask you this, Judd? You would be somebody who spent the better part of two careers, one in finance, I know, but one in for lack of a better term, Hollywood or acting and all. And last night, the Oscars? I mean, you know, some big part of American life is how people perceive what's going on, not the truth. And so when you say that Biden's been saying the same jive, you know, that, you know, we're going to do this, that and the other thing, and doesn't do them. But he gets up there and basically calls Trump Hitler, and then basically goes on to say everybody that's against him, which is half the country, at least, are evil people. There's a whole. And then over the weekend, I was just ranting about it. George Stephanopoulos puts Nancy Mace on the spot, talking about how he's alleging that Trump is this and that when he worked for scummy Bill Clinton. I don't spend my time talking about Bill Clinton. But the point here is the power of the media and the government to frame who someone is. We're stuck with that, even though you and I look at it and go, they're lying.
Yeah, it's very interesting, too, because there is this ending that he's done that I've never seen, which is expecting somebody to embrace your decline passionately without questioning. Or now we have this new addition to that statement, which is or else. We've seen a weaponized We've seen a lawfare. We know we're being tracked if we're highly conservative. I got audited twice during the Obama weaponization of toward conservatives of the IRS. I mean, it cost me money. I've had during COVID, because I was having like men's meetings at every Friday at my house, like 5 feet. Our house got condemned by our neighbors because people were calling us in. Cost us $100,000. There's now consequences to this cancel culture, lawfare culture. So it's a really interesting thing. Now there is a meta threat in the back of our head because we've seen what's happened to the president. And God bless that guy, man. I mean, many greater men would fold up and just go into depression retreat. I have to say it's one of the greatest examples of the grit of Americanism I've seen.
Well, I agree with you. I know with some interview where Trump said, I'm not like other people. I think he's proven that. We're talking with Judd Dunning, by the way. Again, one of the things that Judd's doing is very helpful. He's got a Newsmax insider column. It's called Bullet Point Nation. He writes there frequently. I'm looking at the archive. As Trump is targeted, so are we. A few weeks ago, Restore America with these top 20 conservative resolutions. And more recently, we're talking about the State of the Union, as well as our families are not safe until Trump's law and order returns. But back for a second, though, Judd. Again, America hates bullies. And what I keep telling people is that we've now, you know, on a schoolyard, when you go to school, let's say there's 12 guys on the school. Let's make it guys because it's you and me. And there's one guy who's a big guy. He can be a bully. And there's one kid who's really smart and slick and with his mouth. He could be a bully. But if you have a good teacher, the teacher's going to say, no bullying, everybody. And they're going to hold things together. We're living in a world, in a country, in America, where the bullies are being not just run by the teacher. They're like, they are the teacher. And so you give a great example of your life. The bullying you're going through, it's not going to make headlines that you get your house got complained and all, but it's costing you money. And more importantly, it's making you think twice about the next time somebody's doing something. Do I have to worry about what they're looking at me? Right. I mean, we're being bullied. We're being held hostage by bullies in this country.
Yeah, thus the term bully pulpit. Yeah, exactly. It's a really interesting movement, isn't it? The last 20 years, the corporatization of media. You know, that's why I love radio, because radio is probably the freest form. I'll go on Newsmax. I love Newsmax, right? But when you get on the television, there's only a short amount of time. The advertisers are going to come in. They want you to support their ideological bent. Get on there. Be quick. Be telegenic. Even on the right, you know, there's been this real distortion of media the last 20 years, and it supports everything. Flip, distract, and weaponize. I mean, they'll just take a lie, quickly throw it into the media cycle, move to the next thing, and brush it. I mean, why are we still talking about Hunter? Why are we still not talking about Biden's discussions in the Ukraine? right now. That's really the main reason nobody should elect him. If I may, though, I wanted to point out a few main points that I put in this article that people are forgetting that are the main flip side to Soto. May I do so for 10 seconds?
Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah, please. So, yes.
60% of Americans perceive that we're in decline. Inflation is the highest in 40 years. Consumer prices are up 17.1%. Gas prices have gone up overall about 50.3%. Real work weekly earnings has fallen 4% adjusted for inflation. Food prices have surged 21% in 3 years. That's a stark increase. There was an 18% growth over the last 11 years. So just hold that in context.
Wow.
You know, shrinkflation is another 10% in unit prices by losing the size of packaging. And wages can't keep up. America is now at its highest point of credit card, $1.1 trillion, a 5% jump just in the last quarter. Public debt has increased 22.5% under him. Our deficit is 1.7. Wow. You know, I mean, we've got a massive, massive, massive problem. And his new forward budget, which wasn't even talked about, is massive, like $73 trillion, $58 trillion in taxes, $14.4 trillion in debt. I mean, he's got this, like, he's going to run us off the cliff, and he wants us to applaud as we're going. I think what happened, the supply side worked for 4 years, and right when it works, because then we were going to really prosper, they destroyed him. And we have the capacity to come back, but not with Biden.
Well, I got to say, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you haven't been cowed by the voices that have tried to silence so many people. I'll forward you, Judd, an essay, "The Power of the Powerless," that was written in the 1970s behind the Iron Curtain, and that will describe, I think, some of what we see when people are just, you know, kind of cowed into quiet. So glad you're not doing that. And again, I will put up some links to his Newsmax column. Where is Newsmax? His name is Judd Denning, and he also is on Unapologetic with Judd Denning. And I'm sure we can stream that online. I know you can. And writing another book coming out soon. So thanks, Judd. We'll have you back on again. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I'll give you my one pitch. You can follow me on Twitter, Judd Denning, which is 3Ds, 2N, Judd Denning, or on our website. It's an honor to be here. Y'all have a great day. God bless America.
Thanks very much, Judd. I'll make sure to put that up to his X handle. He called it Twitter, but it's X handle now. We're trying to help keep the brand moving. Anyway, we'll take a break and be right back. Ed Martin here at the Pro America Report. Back in a moment.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. Mrs. Schlafly was a courageous and articulate voice for traditional values and common sense for more than 70 years. Now, continuing that legacy, here's the president of Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, Ed Martin.
One problem faced by conservatives throughout the late 2010s was the lack of any public forum in which they could express themselves. It seemed as though any social media or publication site that conservatives tried to congregate on, the left would quickly clamp down with harsh censorship under the lie of stopping the spread of misinformation. The real reason is because the left's project depends on the people staying ignorant. The truth is a bright and shining light that cuts through their propaganda. Thankfully, the problem of no online public square for conservatives has begun to remedy. Elon Musk purchased Twitter and immediately emphasized the importance of free speech for all, even conservatives, on that platform. But what about long-form video content? YouTube has been one of the worst culprits of censorship against dissenters, and the streaming site Twitch, which is owned by Amazon, has a review team filled with special pronoun liberals. This is why the video sharing Rumble is making waves. Rumble has become a safe haven for conservative video publishers and live streamers. But the Biden administration doesn't like this very much. At the beginning of the year, E! Magazine Wired revealed that they had obtained documents from the Security and Exchange Commission indicating that the SEC is investigating Rumble. The SEC deals with fraudulent activity in the financial market, so the speculation is that this investigation was spurred by a bogus report that Rumble had been committing fraud in that area. Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky responded on X with this, quote, "This is just a start. They're coming for us in 2024. They can't stand Rumble's mission, but they're going to learn quickly how hard we punch back," end quote. In an age where the narrative machine of big government working with big tech and big business tries so hard to sell us lies and silence the truth, Rumble's team should be commended for standing strong for our First Amendment right to freedom of speech.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report with Ed Martin from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. When big tech billionaires silence conservative voices on social media, the very core of American liberty vanishes. It's happening, and it's a slippery slope. At PhyllisSchlafly.com, we have a plan for protecting free speech. It starts with you. Please go to PhyllisSchlafly.com. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, welcome back to the Pro America Report. This is Ryan Hyde again, filling in, guest hosting here for Mr. Ed Martin today, and glad to be back with you to wrap up the show. What a good one. And I just wanted to come back in, and I got a couple of thoughts to offer. We always talk on this program about being informed, about going and finding out for yourself, following the facts. What is it? Ed's phrase, distrust and verify. That's a good motto in today's world, with a world full of fake news. We really are responsible more than ever for finding our own information and facts, for doing the legwork, for being citizen journalists, since the journalists aren't doing their job anymore. Now, make no mistake, there are still good resources. There are great places out there. We talk about them all the time. In fact, we have a lot of their folks on, people who write at American Greatness, folks who are over at the Epic Times, Just the News, Newsmax. There are good places who are writing good stories, who are speaking the truth, who are finding real facts that aren't just the mainstream media, that are all driven by the same slavering narrative, pro-establishment, pro-machine, to support this regime that is currently in place, the Biden administration, the leftist move that we're seeing. There are good places. However, I would like to encourage you once again to consider a lot of the resources that we put together, because there are a lot of places that move fast and furious. It kind of gets lost every single day under the news cycle. There's just no way to help that. The news moves so fast that some of these places have to keep up with what's being talked about. And then there are a lot of fantastic organizations, but they advocate for just one thing, or they really have their one big issue and they talk about a few others. And I have no fault for any of these things. It's just pick and choose, each to its own. But there is a really neat legacy here at Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. And this is kind of what I wanted to bring up. There's a really cool legacy of not only going into several different topics. Phyllis has a huge legacy across the pro-family movement, the fight for life against abortion in America, the fight for traditional marriage, both legally and culturally, the fight for religious liberty, all of these different things. There's also this huge history of fighting for constitutionalism, for a sound judiciary, for responsible fiscal policies, for sovereignty-first border and immigration policies. Across all of the spectrum, there's just this wonderful wealth of fundamental conservative principles being applied across the field of issues that face us today. And even though Phyllis isn't with us anymore, she passed away in 2016, we still carry on that mission. And even though we don't claim to be right and to know exactly what to do on every single issue, all the jots and tittles, we want to have the conversations. And we have those conversations out loud for everyone to hear and to participate in. And there is an incredible wealth of knowledge. This program, the Pro America Report, is kind of a part of that. It's under the umbrella. Obviously, we're on the Salem Radio Network here, streaming out of San Diego, and it gets, Dopplered. I don't know if that's the correct word. It gets ported into several other places as well. You might be listening to this on the radio in St. Louis or down south, or you might just be listening online to the podcast. But nonetheless, this is one of those connected things, but there are several others. I am proud to be able to host a great live stream program on Thursdays. And I don't say that because of me. It's a great program. We talk about a lot of interesting stuff and we actually talk. Mason, the co-producer of this program, he and I sit down every Thursday at noon on our live stream program called Unauthorized Caucus. And we talk about these things. We pick a topic or two and we actually have out the conversation. People hop into the chat and we talk about it. John and Andy Schlafly write a fantastic column, and it laser focuses into an issue, brings in tons of historical concepts and perspective and context. That's not concepts, context. That's the word I was looking for. It pulls a lot of great stuff together each and every week. Every Tuesday night it comes out. You can go to PhyllisSchlafly.com, and then it echoes across all kinds of places. WorldNet Daily carries it. Townhall.com carries it. So many other fantastic places. echo that column out into the world, and it just keeps going. There are great things that come from here. The Education Reporter, that's another one that's just absolutely incredible. Our Education Reporter editor, Sue Kunstman, just does an incredible amount of research, and there are wonderful articles that really hone in on the education issue, book review, all kinds of great stuff available every single month over at edreporter.org, edreporteronline.org. There is great stuff. And I can't even tell you how important it is to go and be educated, to go and just fill yourself and your own knowledge with context, with little things here and there that you can recall. You don't have to know everything all at once, but you need to know a little bit of the connectors to be able to critically think about things and plug it in and put things in their place and decide where we should or shouldn't as Americans land on these issues. Let me encourage you, go over to phyllisschlafly.com, proamericareport.com, where Ed does his writings. You'll find all the stuff again for this program, but also there is where you're going to find the Education Reporter. You're going to find John and Andy Schlafly's weekly column. You're going to find the Phyllis Schlafly Report monthly newsletter. You're going to find the Education Reporter, which has been out since 1986. There are so many incredible resources, and this is just the one organization that has a well-rounded view. Again, there's several others, and you'll hear us reference them and talk about them. I can't even stress to you, as much as Ed talks about and is absolutely correct, we must distrust and verify. Where do you go to verify? This is it. I'm making that pitch. I would love, and I'm appealing to you to do that. There are great programs as well here on the Salem Radio Network that you're going to hear from also that are going to talk about all these issues in long form, and we're going to flesh it out. And how does that connect? It is more important than ever before to not only be informed and to be consuming these kinds of sources and resources, but it is important to be having those conversations with family and friends, because we got a lot of people who I think at base agree with us on a lot of the issues, a lot of these things that really are common sense, not the fake common sense things, that political phrase that the Democrats like to use. Real, honest to goodness, logical, common sense things that are better for America and better for her people. That's what we need to be listening to, consuming, processing, and then talking about to other people who we know agree with us, but they are battered every day by the fake news narrative machine that we must beat back. So distrust and verify, but there are some places to go and verify. Thank you for being with us today on the Pro America Report. Thank you for being the wonderful listeners that you are, the great family we have here to talk to every single day. Thank you to Ed for being such a wonderful host, and Mason, my co-producer, for helping me keep everything running in the background. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being here. Don't forget, go to proamericareport.com and Phyllis Schlafly.com. Grab today's show, share it with a friend, and we will look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow on the next edition of the Pro America Report.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.